do I turn to? Where do I run to? What have I done to deserve this blissful sensation? Sorry about your lips and sorry about your eyes. All day long I sympathize. All day long I sympathize. All the day long. Turn you on, sunrise, sunset, blinking, you missed it. I didn't know what time it was.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. All right, I think we're good. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, and not only community journalist, but your host for Analog Archives. Once again, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are about one day away from Halloween, and because of that, I decided to pick some vaguely spooky selections for the hour. We're going to be starting off with a LP that is five versions of the same exact song. This is Danish Sky with Attack of the Killer Robots. That's right. Killer Robots. That's some scary stuff, guys. And this is going to be starting off with Side A, which is Attack of the Killer Robots. Then there's the Thriller / Killer Mix, the London 2 Mix, the New York Street Mix, and then last but absolutely not least, we have the Vancouver Wet Mix. That is right, the Vancouver Wet Mix. Interesting. Anyways, I'm going to be starting off with Side A, so Attack of the Killer Robots. Only on CJSF, only on this very special Halloween edition of Analog Archives.
Some are killers. They don't ever smile. They just keep on moving. Killer robots kill man each other. No ground needs to have its proving. Robots won't treat you like a brother. Here they come again. Here they come again. Here they come again. Here they come again. We don't have to meet. We're powered by sunlight.
Once again, that was Danger Sky with Attack of the Killer Robots. Up next, we've got the Thriller / Killer Mix. Only on Analog Archives. Only on CJSF. All right, we are going to be switching it up a bit here on Analog Archives, only on CJSF. You've been listening to Danish Sky on vinyl, 45 RPM stereo, and we're going to be switching up with the remixes on the back of, or not the back, but the second side of this record, starting off with the London Tube Mix. Let's see where this goes. These three remixes of this Danish Sky track by the name of Attack of the Killer Robots all center around cities. So I'm curious to see what that means. First we have London, then New York, and then, of course, the Vancouver Wet Mix. All right, we are back with Danish Sky, Attack of the Killer Robots, which, by the way, is, yes, the five tracks that are essentially the same because they are five remixes of the same exact song. We are now on to New York Street Mix. Stay tuned.
Here they come again.
All right, we're going to speed this up a bit. I am going straight from the New York Street Mix over to the Vancouver Wet Mix, which is the last track of this record. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF. Alright, and once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was Attack of the Killer Robots, Vancouver Wet Mix, and now we are at the end of this record. And honestly, I could not find a lot about it. I looked it up, there is a Discogs posting for it, and the writers underneath say Danish Sky, 1986, Danish Sky, written, performed, and produced by Danish Sky. And I really was not able to find a whole lot. This was mostly recorded at Secret Society engineer Steve Ett, some overdubs at Studio 3973 engineer Artie Ware, totally mixed at Unique engineer Steve Peck. So these are the names associated with this record, but I really could not find a lot about them other than the fact that they had produced for a lot of other groups in the UK around the time this came out, which was, by the way, 1986. So, Danish Sky, only on CJSF. And coming up next, we're going to be switching up a bit. I said that this episode was going to be vaguely spooky, and the way you can kind of confirm that is if you actually follow us on Instagram. We're there at analogarchives__. And I kind of just want our vibes here. You know, Attack of the Killer Robots, you can see on the very orange cover, a bunch of killer robots and a guy with an electric guitar smacking them in the face. So I thought that was pretty spooky. And coming up next, we have a record from a band called Storm Clouds. And the title of the album is Nightmares in the Sky. And if that doesn't sound a little bit spooky to you, You must not get scared very easily. So that being said, I am going to be playing the first track off of this album. Let's see. First track off of Storm Cloud's album, Nightmare in the Sky. We've got To Sleep, Perchance to Dream. All right. Let's see what we're working with here. Only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny, for Analog Archive. We'll be right back. this next track. It's called Ocean Jewel by Storm Clouds. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives on CJSF. That was Storm Clouds. And let me just get this record here. So there is a lot of paper. Oh, sorry about that. Turn my mic off. There's a lot of paper that came with this record. And one of it is an information sheet about it. So Storm Clouds, Nightmares in the Sky. March 1996, we got Melody Townsend on vocals, Stevie Lyons, electric and acoustic guitars, bass, harmonica, and keyboards, Ken Flynn on electric and acoustic guitars, bass, keyboard, backing vocals, and lead vocals on Remember. And then there's a little description down here. It says, Nightmares in the Sky, the long-awaited first album by Storm Clouds is finally here, released on their own Rainfall Records label. And continuing 10 original compositions. Storm Clouds have been together for 10 years now, and in that time have released several cassette albums on various labels, plus vinyl/CD releases in several countries, including Spain, USA, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, and the UK. The original vocalist Louise Allen left the band in October 1994, halfway through the sessions for this album, and all her contributions were re-recorded by the new vocalist Melanie Townsend, who joined the band in November 1994. This album is a limited number vinyled pressing of 500 and will not be repressed. It includes a complete lyric sheet insert, which, yes, it does. And then it says, plus free postcard and photograph, an autograph photograph. That does not seem to be the case here. There is a photograph, which looks to be printed on just like regular printer paper and is in black and white. But I do not see a signature on this thing, and I do not see a postcard. So I don't know if someone stole it at some point, but that is not what we have here. And what else does it say here? It says, it will appear at a later date on CD, but in a different version, including alternative recordings / mixes and extra songs. It will also have a new cover and lyric sheet artwork. This should see release later in the year. So later in the year of 1996. Storm clouds have